ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. Thanks for being with us. How we doing?
All right, man. Life is good, man. Good morning.
Thanks for taking time to be with us. So, TD, I want to start on the Travis Hunter front. We talked with Stilly about Travis Hunter earlier. We've had a lot of different people weigh in on the role that he could play in the NFL. I heard you yesterday on the Power Hour talking about him being playmaker. That's how you would define Travis Hunter, what he could be in the NFL. How do you view him offensively and how that could translate in the NFL? And how do you view him at corner and how that could translate to the NFL?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I watch him, I get more excited when I see him on offense. He's solid as a corner. I don't know that he's top five pick as a corner, right? You're looking at some corners like Deion, like Champ Bailey, like these are guys that were picked early and had an impact. I don't know that Travis Hunter is that defensively, but you look at him offensively. Again, I don't call him a WR, an RB. It's PM. He's a playmaker. And for me, I would have him line up at X, at Z, at slot, in the backfield. And for sure, every single return that's made, he's going to be on the receiving end of it. That's how I would look at it.
Well, I'm definitely deferring to you in turn. I mean, you know, I watched him play at Colorado, but man, there were a few plays that stick out where his recovery speed and change of direction at corner, I thought was incredible. But when you just on that side of the ball, where is it that you feel he's lacking or just not elite?
You know, I think it's more just, you look at some of the big games that you know, teams have had against him. I believe it was Arizona State, you know, a receiver there. He had a big – and there were a few big games. So it's not necessarily, like, any particular traits or anything like that. I just think that he could have more of an impact on the game, like, as a playmaker as opposed to defense. I don't think that, you know, he's – lacking at all physically or anything like that, but he's just not as impactful of a player to me on defense.
So TD, with that in mind, like, you know, we just don't see guys very often in the NFL play on both sides of the ball. Obviously, you know, he did that in college at a really high level. Do you think that that's feasible for him at the NFL level? Do you, like, if you're the Titans viewing this, how would you view the idea if you're Brian Callahan, Chad Brinker, and everybody making decisions of him playing on both sides of the football?
Yeah, well, you know, you got that guy, Legarius Sneed, getting a lot of money, and you gave up a third-round pick to get him a swap seventh-round picks last year. So he's the guy that I think it should start with at corner if I'm the Titans. And then you got Chidobe Awuzie and Jarvis Brownlee Jr., who I think is going to be very similar as far as the ability to Sneed. You know, so those are guys, and don't forget Daryl Baker. So long story short, you know, they're pretty well stacked at corner. I think Travis Hunter could come in and, you know, he could be a guy in that rotation, maybe give him the nickel spot. No, forgot about Roger McCreary as well. So I wouldn't play him much at corner. I think the, you know, you look at him and you want his impact, just, you know, playmaking ability.
John Glenn right now, could they bring Trey Avery back? Sorry, I had to do it. Had to do it, John. Had to do it. All right, so yeah. TD, so if this becomes Packers South with the front office, we were talking earlier about, you know, what is – because when I think of the quote-unquote Packers way, I mean, I just – really the only thing that comes to mind is just the quarterback long-term development and the fact that they've – I mean, like, if Jordan Love keeps progressing, that's just an absurd run, obviously, from Favre, Rodgers, Love. But other than that, I don't know what that would really mean. And also, with all of the leftover components, you know, other than, like, Rand and Anthony Robinson, I mean, basically, isn't this still kind of like the 49ers model? How would you compare those two, and what comes to mind for you if we're talking about, like, sort of a Green Bay approach?
Yeah, for me, the Green Bay approach is really – it really does stick to what Chad Brinker – and it's not like earth-moving renewal of a idea or anything. You know, the draft, develop, retain But when I think of the Green Bay Packers, you know, I think of sound drafting, and I think of being conservative in the free agent market, other than, you know, a signing here or there. Like, you look at when they signed Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, you know, they've done some moves, but they've always been pretty good and solid. Like Charles Woodson, when they signed him, you know, they've made good moves free agent wise, but it's rarely an earth-breaking one. So that's what I look at with the Packers. And also, if they could get the Packer way down here, that would be really good, because this organization hasn't seen consistent quarterback play in a while. And, you know, they drafted two quarterbacks in the first round, you know, in like a 20-year span. And those are pretty much the only offensive players they drafted in the first, but it's worked out pretty well for them. So that's why I look there. The 49ers, we know what it is. I mean, it's they make the free agent moves. It's just very, very sound business. That's how the 49ers do. But I do think it's going to be Green Bay South. I could see, you know, John Eric Sullivan getting it maybe today, getting named that position, the GM position. And I would imagine, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some other movement there as far as Green Bay influence being influxed into the organization.
So, TD, as you look at some of the potential free agents that the Titans are going to have there, be that an NWI, a Dylan Raidens, like, how do you view some decisions that they've got with guys already on the roster? Obviously, the majority of the conversation this offseason is going to be who can they go add that's not already here. Like, how important is it to retain NWI? Do you think that Dylan Raidens is some sort of priority for them this offseason? How do you view kind of what they've got from that standpoint?
Yeah, you know, I'll start with Raidens, and that's a perfect example of the draft, develop, retain, right? They didn't draft him this front office now, but he was a second-round pick, right? And he developed. He finally got, hey, you're playing this position, and he gave you pretty decent play. And he's not going to be expensive, so that's a good example. You know, Nick Westbrook, Ikeena, you know, he's another one. You know, and I know Rex Rhodes is smiling, you know, when we say this, because that's his guy. But
Max,
I mean,
deal.
Look, undrafted free agent, you know, and they developed him. And it's funny, locker room cleaner, I was talking to him about how much he progressed, you know, to where he was having fights with the football when he first got here. And now it's like, you know, he and the football are – they're one. You know, he catches pretty much everything thrown his way. So I think he is another guy that you got to look at retaining. You look at some of the other ones. I think Sebastian Joseph Day is another one that they need to bring back, because he's been a, you know, quiet but solid, steady player for them throughout the year. So those are three that come to mind quickly. I'm sure there's others that will pop up, but those three for sure.
So we've talked a lot, TD, this week about the veteran QB route, if that is what the Titans do. And a lot of the discussion centers around Rodgers and Cousins. But I have thrown out there that just because there still can be growth, progress, he's young, meat on the bone, and also, well, frankly, I think his skill set, maybe if you can't totally fix the offensive line, he can minimize some of that. Justin Fields, what do you think about Justin Fields as an option? Is he a viable option to be a QB1 in this league at this point?
Well, I think that would really fall into the second part of their vision, the develop part. There was a point early when the offseason started, I felt that he was the best option. You know, but that was back when I thought Callahan was going to have some you know, leeway, some a little right. bit of a strip to a running strip to take off of, you know, but I don't think that's there. So I wouldn't go that route. I think he could be a really good player and a playmaker. And as you said, you know, making things happen with his legs if need be. And he had good play there in Chicago, but I wouldn't go that route. If I'm going veteran quarterback, you know, yeah, there's not really much you could choose from, to be honest with you. So that's a tough route to go.
TD, a two-parter for you here as we kind of close this off. Number one, what do you make of the fact that we've not really heard anything about the Titans coaching staff yet in terms of potential changes that could be made? And number two, what do you make of the idea of Deion Sanders potentially being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I'll start with Deion and the Cowboys. But I tell you what, if you're a Titans fan, you are glued to that situation because you already know he's going to want to coach his son, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll see, you know, how you could put a deal together to be able to, you know, have heaven and earth move to make it happen. But then you still got to get a prime player in the draft. So that's going to be a whole tough situation. I think I'm curious, though, will his act, not act, I don't want to call it that, will his approach to coaching, will that work in the league? You know, will he be able to motivate these guys? I think he will, because you look, you know, a lot of these younger players, they look up to Deion, right? And so I think that would be good, and he could not motivate them, but his message would go through. So it's just going to depend on the staff he puts together, you know. But as far as the other one, I forgot the other question. My apologies.
Just the fact that we've not really heard anything to this point on the future of the Titans
right.
staff.
Got you. Well, yeah, well, you know, the Broncos, they made a move, you know, within the last few hours. So you do have that. I think a part of it could be just, hey, there's still teams in the playoffs. Most of the time, the good teams have good coaches, so there could be guys that, you know, you might want to promote, you know, maybe a quarterback or you know, a position coach to another type of role or something like that. You know, there's different things. And also waiting to see what the GM does, right? You know, I'm sure the GM is going to want his input in the coaching staff, and that would probably, if I was a GM, I would, you know, especially with some of the issues that they had, I would want something to do with that and have some input. So there's still more collaboration to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff as always, TD. By the way, who you got between Buffalo and Baltimore? I can't wait for that game this weekend.
Oh, come on, man. You know, the DH-22 train. Like, oh, yeah. I'm taking that to New Orleans. No, I'm going with them. I mean, they got the MVP in Lamar Jackson. You know, Zay Flowers, he hasn't practiced all week, but and Derrick Henry, and the defense is playing a lot better. I watched that Nate Wiggins and Keon Coleman matchup. That's one that carry over from the ACC, and I know those guys have a little personal thing because I talked to both of them about each other, and, yeah, they don't like each other.
I'm looking forward to it. TD, great stuff, man. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Take care.
Teron Davenport joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll react to what TD had to say coming up next. And we've got Pigskin Pick'em coming your way at 8:30. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.